This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Today is the last day coal will be burned at the Martin Drake Power Plant in Colorado Springs. The plant's smokestacks have been a fixture of the community's skyline for nearly a century. Summer Meese is the plant's manager. She says the move is bittersweet.
I get the big picture and understand the need for change and move forward with technology from a 100-year-old coal-fired power plant to something state-of-the-art.
The Drake station will switch to natural gas temporarily as the city moves to renewable sources of energy. Most Colorado coal plants are slated to close by 2030. Colorado will submit a plan to the federal government for how it will spend the remaining pandemic relief dollars for schools. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Schools face a number of urgent needs. The plan directs $132 million to tutoring, summer school, before and after school programs, and high-risk students. There's also money for more students to take part in career training, such as internships and technical education. The bulk of federal relief dollars, however, is in the hands of individual school districts to decide how to spend. The state's K-12 relief plan needs federal approval before money is dispersed. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC. All Things Considered starts at 4 this afternoon, and when it does, we'll hear from filmmaker Usama Alshaibi. Alshaibi came to the United States from Iraq as a child. To him, being American means being proud of who you are and where you came from, even in the face of overwhelming resistance. Alshaibi now lives in Boulder. We'll hear from him for our latest story on a series of Coloradans reflecting on their American identity. That's again on All Things Considered this afternoon. Thanks for listening.